For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Mike, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're not doing as well as Mitchell Parker was on the bump last night. I mean, what an awesome outing by him. 8 innings pitched, allows just 1 hit, 2 walks, fans, 4 Orioles batters. His ERA is at a sparkling 1.39. I mean, were you just blown away by what he was doing last night on the mound?
Yeah, he's been a very consistent pitcher for us the last year and a half since we brought him up. And He had everything working last night. He was pounding the strike zone and kept the batters off balance and kept the ball off the barrel of the bat. And that's the secret to his success.
What's his background? Did he play college ball? Did you guys draft him right out of high school?
San Jacinto, it looks like. Junior college.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's a New Mexico kid that we drafted out of junior college in San Jacinto in the 5th round, which was that year. Remember, that was the last round, in that draft because of COVID. Mm. We took him in the 5th round, and development did a great job of him, Sammy Niren and those guys down in the minor leagues, because he was a guy that had a really good arm, but scattered his fastball and didn't pitch with much command or feel because he was pretty raw. Off the mound. So, those guys did a great job with him in the minor leagues, and to his credit, he just, worked really hard to harness his stuff and throw strikes, which is his key and to his success. And, he pounds the strikes on with four quality pitches and lets the defense work behind him. He doesn't go into too many deep counts, and he's been very efficient with his pitch counts, which allows him to get deeper into games.
Yeah, I was going to say, you rarely see guys go 8 innings anymore. I mean, going 8 innings, I mean, usually guys go 6. So for a guy to throw less than 100 pitches and go 8, man, he was on point last night.
Yeah, he was really filling up the zone for sure.
And Mike, in your scouting career, how many of the 50 United States have you visited on scouting trips?
I would think all of them. I haven't made a map of it, but I would imagine, 25 years as a scout, and then kind of doing it as an executive. I've probably been to every place they play baseball in the world. I've probably been to. My wife gets on me a little bit because Europe and those type of things. Not so much, but Guatemala and Colombia, yes, many times. So
you've been to Alaska on a scouting trip.
Oh yeah! Oh yes, that Alaska Summer League back in the day was a very important place to scout college players in the summer. So we've done that. I've been to Australia several times, obviously Japan, Korea, Taiwan, all the Latin American countries, obviously, and except for Cuba. I've never been to Cuba.
So last night, the Orioles starting pitching has been really bad so far this year. I mean, they've had some injuries, but their starting pitching's worse than the league. And you guys took advantage of it. Your top four hitters, I believe, had 9 hits, including 3 up top with Woody and on bobblehead night. So I was texting his dad. His dad, they kept showing his dad on camera on Masson. But talk about James Wood. Talk about Garcia's really good. Ruiz was on point last night.
Dylan Cruz on a heater.
Dylan Cruz hitting a bomb. So you guys were swinging the bats really good last night.
Yeah, good plan of attack against Kramer, and we got balls in the zone and didn't chase many pitches, which is kind of has been our Achilles heel. When we're bad offensively, we chase out of the zone too much, and we got balls in the zone and barreled them up last night. It was a good plan of attack, and Lowe got us going. He got a hanging slider and deposited him in the outfield, and Wood has been great for us, obviously. Lowe's been contributing, consistently for us. Starting to get Cruz on track, and his last 8 or so games has been what we think he should be. And he's been a slow starter. Every rung in the minor leagues, he starts slow and kind of figures out a league and does well. So I think that we're all very hopeful that this is just another, part of his development, where start a little slow, starting to get a feel for it. A pitcher's made an adjustment to him. He's starting to make adjustments to them. And, they did a few mechanical tweaks with his swing, got him a little bit more upright. And I think he feels a lot better in the box. And they're getting go-go defense from him in center and in right. And he's a great base runner, and he's just a good baseball player. So excited to see him. Tanner came up and he's going to get an opportunity to play against some right-handed pitching and took advantage of that and got a couple of hits to the opposite field. And we played good defense and threw strikes, played good defense and got some big hits and some tack on runs, which is important against a good team to tack on. And we did that.
Mike, you mentioned Cruz's base running. Pretty impressive. He leads the Nats right now with 6 stolen bases, despite his on-base percentage being relatively low. So that has to be something that's encouraging.
Yeah, he's a good – he's a really cerebral player. He knows how to play the game. He steals bases, but he's a great base runner. He's a good base stealer and a great base runner. He's the guy that goes first to third and second to home easily and really doesn't – he's one of our guys that really doesn't need coaching on the bases, because he's such a smart heads-up base runner. So he's just a good baseball player all around a guy we're just seeing him scratch the surface of what he can be.
Now, Riz, I know you've been around for everything. I mean, you've seen every possible scenario in every game, but I wanted to ask you, just going back to the series in Denver and Colorado, in the first game, of course, the first game was snowed out, which is kind of nuts, but the first game of the doubleheader, it wasn't a doubleheader on Sunday, but the first game of the series on Saturday.
12-11 game?
Yeah. How are you feeling up 12-2 in the seventh? Go to the bottom of the seventh. You start bringing in some relievers. How are you feeling watching that seventh inning? I bet you were banging your head against the wall.
I've been there before. We went through it in 17 and in 15. So we've been through it before. And when you get a bullpen of new guys and trying to figure out roles and leverage situations and that type of thing, it's the early returns sometimes are ugly and the key for us is in the bullpen is, you got to throw the ball over the plate. It's that simple. This is the major leagues. If you can't throw 2 pitches, over the plate, and Bob Boone used to always tell me, he goes, if you can't hit a pizza pan with 2 pitches, you don't belong in the big leagues. And I think that goes – you know, it goes deep into, what we're trying to do here is, you know, you can see Carl Henry comes in the game, pounds the strike zone, gets two quick outs and extinguishes, a situation. So, you know, throw the ball over the plate, pound his own, trust your stuff. And if you belong in the big leagues, you'll have success and get guys out. So, those games are, they're closer than they should be. And it forces David to go to, his leverage relievers when you should not have to use your leverage relievers. For the games that are following, got a doubleheader the next day. So, yeah, it's every man is important. Even though you're not pitching leverage situations or that type of thing, yeah, you have a job to do. And what we say is, everybody's a closer. You close the inning you're supposed to pitch, and that's the secret. And we just have to find a way. Guys' stuff is fine. You look at the radar gun, the velocity is there, the pitch shape is there, and that type of thing. Is you have to trust the stuff to get it, to throw it over the plate and get guys out.
Right. Hmm. Hey, I wanted to ask you about McKenzie because, and I know you and I talked a lot last year about this, but his numbers are really, really good in my opinion so far. He's had two 13K starts. He's got 45 strikeouts and 29 innings pitched.
Out on fire last year,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
He's only had one really bad start, really dicey start, and that was the game in Miami where he just got hit up a little bit. But in all of these other starts, he's not walking guys. He's striking out guys. He's keeping you guys in games. He's beat some good teams, beat the Dodgers. So talk about McKenzie in particular as compared to last year, because I know last year you said, he just has to throw strikes. He was walking too many guys last year. His velocity was good. But talk about what you think he worked on in the offseason. Is it a confidence thing, or did he work on something where he's just adjusted to it?
I think there's no lack of confidence with McKenzie Gore. He's got electric stuff. He knows he's got electric stuff. He thinks he's pretty damn good, which he is. And I think it's a case of when your stuff is that good, he's got elite rotation on his breaking pitches. He's got a elite movement to a very good fastball, and his development of a good changeup is there. He's extremely athletic on the mound. All those things, point to, being an elite starting pitcher. And what takes you from a good starting pitcher to an elite starting pitcher is figuring out how to stay into the game, into the seventh inning. And a lot of that has to do with, you have to be efficient with your pitches. Max Scherzer used to tell me his goal was always to finish the inning with 15 pitches or less. Mm-hmm. And that's a goal that McKenzie has to have to, the next step in his development is to take that elite stuff. He likes to strike out guys. He's got strikeout stuff, and take that stuff into the seventh inning with him. And once he does that, then he ascends to, being this, elite stuff guy to the guy who is an elite, major league starter.
Right.
And I think that's what you're seeing with his evolution.
You want to give us an update on CJ?
Yeah, CJ played last night 6 innings, I believe. He was 0 for 1 with 2 walks. He played shortstop,
okay.
Got a couple of balls there, and he'll play there tonight also. And then we'll probably make a decision and see how he feels. If he feels he needs another game or two to be on his feet, then we'll adjust from there. But he's close to being back with us.
All right, we'll get him back soon.
And we need him. That'd be great.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, man.
Mike, thanks as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Pleasure, fellas.
Yep.
Thanks
you,
for
buddy.
Having me.
That's Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. Coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Before we're done, we'll give you the Caps keys of the game for game two. Caps Canadiens, Capital One Arena, should be a rocking building again after the Caps take a 1-0 series lead on Monday.
Cakes might go again. He was there Monday till midnight.
I might go. Just like you might go.
He might go again Wednesday.
All right.
Get another 3.5 hours sleep.
Yeah. Time for EB's entertainment page.
Right. Cakes entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax. I love them. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. The ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWOfFairfax.com. Love them. Yeah, sad news. I tweeted about it yesterday. I think everybody saw that Mike Patrick, the longtime play-by-play voice of ESPN and former Junkies guest many times over.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away at age 80. I kind of tweeted this yesterday that, you know, especially when we first got started and we would like book our own guests or CK would help us book guests back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We often got a lot of those ESPN guys.
Sure.
And it would be a thrill for us if Mike Patrick came on.
He was great.
We just felt like he was a rock star and he was local.
Local guy, yeah.
Actually died in Fairfax.
Yep.
CK said he would see him at the Glory Days Grill all the time. Cakes would see him playing poker.
I mean, not all. I saw him a couple times at MGM National Harbor over the years. Talked to him once. Very nice. Nice. Down-to-earth guy.
I'm going to guess we had him on the show a dozen times. Like, easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just had him on all the time. And that was when he was, like, at the peak of his powers, as far as we were concerned. Big college hoops guy. Big NBA or big NFL guy.
It wasn't
football.
Yep.
It wasn't a Maryland Duke hoops game if Mike Patrick wasn't calling it.
He was just so good at it.
Smooth.
And
great voice.
Oh yeah.
He was just a consummate pro, and he was just nice enough to come on our dumb little show, especially when at that point we had basically no reputation. I mean,
nobody, we were just starting out.
Yeah, nobody cared about us. But
I remember watching him when he was doing he was the sports anchor for Channel 7.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s.
But we would get him, and we would get Linda Cohn and Kenny Mayne.
We get all those guys.
All those guys. Jason had a buddy that was a producer up there and helped us kind of forge those relationships.
Yep.
And
he's still there.
We would have those guys all the time. Like Linda Cohn, all the time. Kenny Mayne, a bunch of times.
Isn't it amazing?
Mike Patrick, all the time.
Linda Cohn's still doing sports.
It's amazing. And we just loved having those guys on. And Mike was certainly one of those. And so it was sad to see that he passed away. I mean, 80's a good long life, but you always would hope you'd squeak out a few more years.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
Of course. So pour some out for Mike Patrick.
I know they said natural causes, but hopefully he wasn't sick the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the deal he would get nowadays they're throwing bags around.
Oh, all amount the of money.
Yeah, to the play-by-play guys.
Yeah,
would have gotten so paid.
I mean, he was an absolute stud.
He called so many games.
All right, so this is wild to me, but there is a celebrity kind of couple that was unveiled over social media. Okay. Recently, I don't know if you guys talked about it on a Monday or not. Can't remember when it happened, but it happened recently. Mm. But the very unlikely pairing, as far as I'm concerned, Liz Hurley revealed that she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus.
We did. We touched on that.
I was with you.
Bizarre.
I was shocked.
Shocking.
Just because of.
I mean, he's
no
just
real
a
connection.
Donk.
Yeah, he's a hillbilly, and she's a British smoke show.
Yeah, she could date anybody she wanted, and she chooses Billy Ray Cyrus.
Maybe he makes her laugh.
I don't know. He doesn't look like the guy with the greatest sense of humor.
He doesn't, but maybe he does with her.
He looks kind of like Jesus in the latest publicity photo I saw of him. Long straight.
I know. He just looks grimy and dirty. Right.
Right. Right. He looks terrible. I will. He's got a bunch of kids, right?
I actually think less of Liz Hurley now.
Oh, you kinda. Right? Like, can't you do better?
Because she's always putting out all these thirst trap pictures about how hot she is for how old she is.
Yeah.
And now she's stooped to Billy Ray Cyrus.
I mean, where'd they meet?
That's what I wonder.
They worked together on a movie, apparently. The Christmas movie, Christmas in Paradise, in 2022. So they've known each other for at least 2.5 years. And they say they've been seeing each other romantically for a bit now. And so she decided to put it on her IG and unveil the relationship, and everyone just like, now he was married to Miley's mom for like 28 years.
Okay.
And I remember he didn't like he was trying to be like this guy that was like didn't want necessarily his kids to be on TV, he didn't want to break up the family and everything. Now the family's just like kind of a mess. Right? Have you seen some of the other kids?
No.
They're kind of a mess.
I only see Miley. I don't know.
I think she has like a brother or was a sister. Was kind of wild.
I think her brother was part of, was it Metro Station? Was
probably.
That the name of his band? They had a hit back in the day.
Probably.
I can't remember the name of it. Pull that up, Valdez. Metro Station's top Spotify song. It has to be.
I will say this. I saw a clip somewhere. It was on one of my reels. It was like when Miley was recording one of her sillies.
Yeah.
And I love those videos, by the way. I'm going to talk to my phone. I can't get enough of videos of like singers when they're coming up with their song,
like they're
in workshopping
the lyrics.
We're workshopping a song in the studio.
Yeah,
I can't get enough
they're
of those videos.
Just pulling silliness out of
Please
thin air.
Please put more of those videos in my algorithm.
Now it's gonna be on my phone. It's gonna be on my computer.
I can't get enough of them. But Miley Cyrus is so freaking good. She's so
talented.
I know
yeah.
she was like a child star and Nickelodeon and all that. Whatever. She is. I love her. I just love her music. I get sized. I don't know about the others. They look like freaking weirdos.
This is a smash from back in the day. My kids would groove to this song in the car nonstop. Loved it.
Is this Miley's brother?
Yeah.
Is it Brandon? What's
I don't know his name.
So he's a beast too. He's really good.
I mean, this is the only song I know by him, but it's kind of catchy.
It's kind of a banger.
Yeah. It's bringing it back, isn't it, Valdez?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I do remember this song.
It's super catchy. Head bopper.
He wasn't even that good. He was only famous for Achy Breaky Heart, right? Which was a
Billy
monster
Ray?
Smash. But
I can't recall one
of
his
songs.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of.
I think it was kind of a baller move for him to reach out to her as he was going through, I think, his third divorce.
Oof.
For like emotional support. So he reaches out to the smoking hot chick and says, hey, I'm really going through it.
Yeah.
Can I lean on you
apparently dating some chick named Fire Rose.
I think
I thought her name was Fire Hose. And I was like,
she's some nubs Australian singer.
Yeah.
He married Fire Hose, aka Fire Rose, in 2023, divorced in 2024.
7 months.
You think it's him or was it her?
I mean, look at
He's been divorced 3 times.
Yes.
He might be a freaking nightmare.
Might be.
I want all the young guys out there, like Mike Marr, to remember this. When like a girl breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out to
some
chick.
Smoking hottie as a friend.
Yeah. For emotional spend.
And then you never know.
Does Mike Marr know? Does he know the title of Billy Ray Cyrus's silly?
His biggest hit. He's a one
he's
hit
too
wonder,
young.
Essentially.
He's
just
too
say
young.
It? He just said it, right?
He's probably
I said
wasn't
it,
paying attention.
Yeah.
I have no
you
idea.
You ever heard of Achy Breaky Heart?
Nope.
I know Billy Ray more from the show, like the Disney show, when I was growing up than I did like him as a musician.
Yeah. This does nothing for you, Mike? Got no file? How much money did he make off this one song?
Dude, this must have sold 10 million.
Like, if I were him, I would license this to everybody. Use it for whatever you want. Tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my neck can break. Did he write this?
I have no idea.
I'm going to figure it out.
So trifling. Sounds so terrible.
I was digging that. Some line dancing?
Songwriter.
Achy breaking fart.
Songwriter is Don Von Tress, whoever that is.
Probably a legend.
I don't know.
Probably a legend.
I can't even click on his name. I don't think he's that much of a legend.
Dude, Morgan Wallen's so much better than that.
Oh, it destroys him.
In 25 years, they're going to look back at Morgan Wallen songs and probably Joan on him.
No way. They're way
100%
too good.
100%, though. Times change.
Yeah, but I never really liked that song.
Achy Breaker. It was just like a pop, oversaturated song.
I didn't think it was great.
They'll Joan on him. Cowboy wannabe wearing a baseball hat. They'll find something.
All right, Drabby, you're my wrestling mark. So I think there was WrestleMania. I think I saw
there
that,
was,
right?
Yes.
Over the weekend. Uh-huh. They say it broke records. Viewership was up like 100%.
Because?
And I don't know. Did I see, what were the big storylines? Did I see that Logan Paul, did he make a heel turn? Like, what, do you know the storyline with Logan Paul?
I'm not up to Logan Paul's current storyline.
Okay.
I know the big controversy. Here's the thing. It was a big dud.
Oh, really?
But the ratings were up.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
there were pros.
For the real wrestling heads, it was a dud.
For the marks.
The ratings were up because it was a big draw and a good lead up of Cody Rhodes and John Cena. But you had this angle, and people say it was like they brought out Travis Scott to be like the big turn in the match out of nowhere.
Okay.
The Rock was involved in the storyline, and he never came out. There's this whole thing that like Triple H is The Rock's little brother, basically, and The Rock tells him what to do, even though Triple H is in charge.
By the way, did I hear that Triple H is, now this is geeky, his Wrestling Hall of Fame induction speech lasted, I think, 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Whose?
Triple H.
His induction speech?
He got up and talked. He flamed everybody for 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Freaking Triple H.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, people in the crowd had to be like, dude, you got like 10 minutes.
Get
like,
over
come
yourself.
On. Like, what are we doing here?
You're just a an big steroid
plus?
Abuser.
I mean, what could you talk about for 1 hour and 7 minutes?
I have no idea.
Can you imagine?
Anyways, big letdown, WrestleMania 41.
Where's WrestleMania 42 being held?
Can you look up and see if Logan Paul, in fact, was Logan Paul, I have no idea. Was Logan Paul a nice guy or a bad, like, was he a good guy or a bad guy? I think he did a heel turn. I thought I read that.
You're obsessed with Logan
Paul. You got nothing
Paul.
Going on the EP if you're asking about Logan Paul.
No, he always asks about Logan Paul.
Yeah, are you obsessed with Logan Paul?
I don't really care either way, but I mean, you act like those guys aren't hugely popular.
I don't know. No one cares about WrestleMania.
The guy's like Drabby, dude.
Hey, Drabby.
Well, he's stupid for caring about WrestleMania.
Drabby, you should go to WrestleMania 42.
Where is it?
NOLA. Your favorite city.
Oh, it's
city,
back in New Orleans?
Your favorite city in the country.
Jelly Roll is in the news. Of course, he's a, he's like some sort of, why are you laughing at
me? I'm shaking
Jason's
my head.
Jason's disdain for
We talk about the same four people
seriously.
On the EP.
But blame Valdez.
I didn't put Jelly Roll in the
Jelly
EP.
Jelly Roll's
in the news. And of course, he's on TV every week now.
He lost another 100 pounds.
He's an advisor on American Idol. I don't know if you knew that.
Didn't even know that.
So he's on all the time.
So he's not a judge. He's just an advisor.
Right. I think he really wanted the Carrie Underwood spot.
Okay.
And then she got it. So they kind of threw him a bone, and he's like an advisor. Oh, so probably grooming him to replace like Luke Bryan when he
Jason,
leaves.
You'll like this. Carrie Underwood did a guest bit with Papa Roach lately, singing with Papa Roach. I know you like
really?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, no, she did that like a year ago.
Who doesn't like
was it a year ago?
Song.
I thought it was recently, but.
No, yes, it's been out for a while, and it's a smash. And he actually sings played so well on that song.
He's a good singer.
Did we already play
that? He's like a real singer. Like, he's got chops. It blows you away how good he sings on that song. We've played it before because
Jacoby
I've commented.
Jacoby Shaddix, you sleep a little bit.
I've commented on, I play it on my, you know, when I'm playing golf sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about my buddies and we're like, I think he might even actually sound better than her.
Really?
Like, he sounds amazing.
Look at these accolades for Kobe Dick.
But Jelly Roll, you know, had been in prison. If you follow his story at all, Cakes, been in prison like 40 times.
The only reason I've ever followed anything about him is because you basically discovered him.
Thank you. He apparently is up for getting all of his crimes pardoned in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
And he's got a legit rap sheet.
Like, what are some of the offenses we're talking about?
I think it's like drug offenses.
Okay.
I think he was like selling weed or whatever. God only knows. I think he did a lot of bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think selling weed might be some of the lighter stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the governor's just going to pardon him? He's going to hook him?
Well, if you see him now, he's like just like the world's nicest guy.
He's in like Amazon commercials now. Yeah. He couldn't be more mainstream.
Why are you looking at me with disdain?
Well, I don't really like what's the reasoning for getting pardoned?
I know. I don't know.
Just because he's famous?
Good guy now. Good guy.
Well, there's a lot of good guys who are former inmates.
All right. Hey, listen. I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I'm just saying that's what's happened.
Now I need to look up his rap sheet.
I'm convinced Bickle's got like Jelly Roll notifications on his phone because no one else is talking about this guy.
He
like
does now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, page six, that's not a very popular source.
You have to scroll. You turn over to page six.
Got to go through five pages.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there on the front page. What are you talking about? Joe Exotic. Tiger King star. Valdez gave me this one.
This actually might be intriguing.
Joe Exotic. I thought he was dying of cancer.
Like,
didn't he say he was dying of cancer and everything?
Yes.
He married another inmate, Cakes.
Okay.
This guy's gotten married more than Billy Ray Cyrus. He gets married all the time. He announced his marriage to husband Jorge Flores Maldonado.
How long is he going to be in prison?
He's serving 21 years.
I think he's in for a long time.
He doesn't have 21 years left.
I don't know I don't know when his prison sentence start. When did it start?
2020.
Oh yeah, he's done.
if you get married to an inmate, do they give you the conjugal visit shed for your honeymoon?
I mean, I would imagine, right? You have to consummate the marriage.
You have to.
I mean, just to make it legit.
That's
right. I mean, if you don't consummate your marriage, it's a sham marriage.
Well, yeah, I don't think you don't have to consummate.
I think it's a written law somewhere.
So you can't just get married 100 times just so you can hit skins if you're in prison.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying the marriage isn't official until you pwn post-marriage.
Right. Well, they're behind bars together. They're probably doing a lot of pwning.
100% they are.
Two horny guys.
Yeah. Hey, do you think like Joe Exotic's cellmate gets bitter that his husband comes over to hook up all the time.
I'd ask him to leave.
He'll
leave for 20 minutes.
Can you imagine how annoying that
That'd
is?
That'd be so annoying. God. Cuddling on their cot nonstop.
So annoying.
What did Jorge do to get in prison?
We don't know. Jorge. The same stuff that Jelly Roll did. He's getting pardoned. Meanwhile, this guy's married Joe Exotic. Who has a better life?
You got to look up and see what that dude's rap sheet is. Jorge Flores Maldonado. What did he do? He actually looked like he was a good-looking kid, right? He's kind of a younger guy. I think so.
He'd be exotic.
Yeah. Joe Exotic's a cougar. He's a male version of a cougar, whatever that is.
Yeah, cougar king.
Yeah, cougar king is what he is.
It's hilarious. By the way, is Mother's Day coming up, Cakes?
I think it's coming up in a few
Richie.
Weeks.
May 10th or 11th.
Better get something for your whatever wife and for Mrs. Bickle.
So
for your mom.
Impossible.
You got to do it.
Got to do something. Just take her out for a nice dinner.
That's what you do. You never get a gift.
Nah, we usually go to. I mean,
all right. Maybe I'll do that.
Because my wife's birthday is
right around
the week before Mother's
Day. You
got
to get a gift for the birthday then.
I'll do a gift for either, but I'm not doing two gifts. Sorry.
You can only do one.
I need to get something out of it too. That's why we're going to dinner.
All right, good. All right, when we come back, we'll give you the Caps keys to the game for game two tonight.
Got a big one tonight.
As they host Montreal, try to go up 2-0 in the series. We'll be right back. Coming up.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In under 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So keep listening for your chance to win. You can go vote on the Junkies poll. It should be up shortly. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores, unless JP has hoarded all of it, which could be the case. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the poll is going to be very simple. Do the Caps win game two tonight against Montreal at Capital One Arena? So please go vote. Speaking of the Caps, it's time now for the Keys to the Game, presented by Chiniga Mios. Relentlessly ready, M-I-O-S careers. .com. I've got two keys to the game upcoming tonight. Key number one, continue the physical play. Keep playing the hits. The Caps out hit Montreal 42-33 in game one. They're clearly the more physically dominant team. You need to see more of that in game two as well. So establish that physical forechecking presence that they're known for. And key number two is Logan Thompson. Just please rinse and repeat the performance from game one and transfer that to game two. He was very good. 33 saves, had a 9.43 save percentage, especially coming off him not playing since early April. A really good performance by Logan Thompson. So those are your keys to the game, presented by Chiniga Mios. Relentlessly ready, M-I-O-S careers.
Also, don't let Montreal hang around. Hanging down.
Don't want that.
Right? Because they just hung around until the third period. Washington had a lot of opportunities to score more goals. Now, give some credit to their goalie. He was really good. But they let him hang around in the third period.
Yep.
They got aggressive. They were winning more faceoffs in the third period. They lost, I believe they lost the faceoff battle for the game.
Faceoffs won, Montreal won 30, the Caps won 27.
So it's pretty even.
It was pretty close.
But the third period, I noticed they were losing a lot. Anyway, but yeah, like you're right, just come out like they did in game one, the first period. Man, they were on fire.
Yeah, first two periods, actually. Like the Caps completely dominated and carried the play through the first two-plus periods of that game.
I finally saw the video, was it Chychrun or whatever, doing the announcing the lineup in the locker room?
That was Doggy. That was Doggy? Brandon Duhame.
Duhame, who when it was ate the lineup card?
Ate the lineup card at the end, yeah.
Again, is that a new bit? Forget about the eating the lineup card.
Yeah.
Is that a new bit of having a player introduce the lineup in the locker room before the game? Or that's something that always happens?
I don't think that's new. I think it's a mix, like I said before, of they'll bring in either a former player, they'll bring in, you know, maybe I've seen kids who've, you know, been like a kid who's suffering from cancer. It's like a Make-A-Wish thing. Like a kid comes in and reads the lineup card. It's like a dream of theirs to do that before a big Caps game. I mean, it could be a season ticket holder. It could be a former
coach.
But
it's always kind of a unique thing. Someone special.
Yeah.
Someone different announces the lineup.
Or a current player could do it too, sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of former players, I saw something very weird in the Caps merchandise store when I went. Full disclosure, we went to the merchandise store on the main level of Capital One. We left the suite.
Yeah.
And I missed the first Ovi goal.
Right, because it took forever.
I mean, we went because we didn't want to go during the actual intermission.
Oh, I got you.
So we left with about 4 minutes left. And of course, like as we're about to check out, Ovi pots the first goal of the game.
All right, so can I ask you the noob hockey question that we've discussed before, but I don't remember the answer.
Let me just finish with what I saw in the merchandise store.
Yeah.
I saw like a rack of Adam Oates t-shirts.
Really?
I mean,
there's a million Ovi items, as there should be.
But those should be in like the Dominican or something.
There was a whole, it wasn't just like one, it was like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just kind of weird.
They probably aren't going to get sold.
In a merchandise store. I mean, a million Ovi items, as there should be.
How long did he play for them? Four or five years?
He was here for a while. And he was the coach, too. He's double dipped. He did both. I just found that a little bit weird.
I know we've discussed this before.
He was here 6 years.
I can't remember the answer.
Okay.
Why do they call him the Habs?
They call them the Habs because...
You know this, Valdez?
In French... Les habitants means the
habitant,
inhabitants of the land.
Right.
That's just the nickname.
All right.
That's what the Frenchies, I guess, would call.
So they're the inhabitants.
They're the Habs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is one of their nicknames.
Yeah, I know.
You nailed it. Okay. Habitant.
Yeah. I understand it's Habs is short for
I'm
inhabitants.
I'm very learned in French.
But why are they the inhabitants? Why are they?
I guess they're talking about the original settlers of the land.
Yeah, it's the same as the Canadians. Canadians are the inhabitants of Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? It's also a bonus attending in person. I get a little size for O Canada. I mean, it's not as good as the United States anthem. That is a special place. Mm. O Canada Live, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good anthem.
It's right
up there.
They often have the same two guys do the two singers. Yeah.
I should know their names by now.
Are they former military?
They might be.
I don't know, but here's their flex at the end. It's a great flex. When they're done,
Rings.
They put their rings right out there. Like, yep. We're Stanley Cup champions.
Right.
Much like the Junks. Stanley Cup champs.
Oh, Canada, not as good as God Save the King.
I'm not familiar with the work, to be honest. And I'm just going to, sight unseen, I'm going to say Oh Canada greater than God Save the King / Queen. But maybe I'm wrong.
Remember, this is Valdez's weird wheelhouse. Like, he's into like college anthem songs or whatever.
Like, he loves like Anglo-Saxon history in the day.
He likes weird stuff like that.
I think most people know where God Save the King comes from. Hugo, what is
Ask
that?
Ask Mar.
Mar.
Think Mar knows?
He's a child.
Okay.
Isn't God Save the Queen a Silly Smith's album title? I think it is. Pretty sure.
Queen is dead.
Is it God's, the Queen is dead?
God Save the Queen? Is that what you said?
The Queen is dead, right?
Okay.
No, that's often.
You know what? This is a pretty famous song.
I think they played this at graduations. No?
No.
It's Pomp and Circumstance.
I feel like I was just good at a high school graduation.
This is the same tune as Sweet Land of Liberty. Like, right? That's definitely the same music.
I don't know.
We're getting all mixed up.
That's the graduation.
I've heard that.
That's Pomp and Circumstance.
That's what you're listening to.
Hmm.
Right, what? I'm supposed to know, like, classical music or something? I don't care about it.
Didn't you grow up playing 10,000 instruments?
Yeah, I was forced at gunpoint. Yeah.
He didn't like doing it.
He hated it.
Yeah,
Much like I was forced to take piano lessons. Yeah. Hated them.
All right,
I was no Elton John.
Are we going to come in tomorrow happy or disappointed?
I hope we're happy. I hope we're talking about a 2-0 series lead. You know who's going to be happy? Caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. They're going to score a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group, MHG Restaurants, including Circa, Trio Grill, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Bar. More information at thefandc.com.
Great spot.
/ contest. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You will score that prize.
I'm confident. We're going to come in. We're going to be feeling happy.
Like your confidence.
We're going to be feeling good.
We'll be back tomorrow.